program you are about to hear, Bob's Slacktime Funhouse, is parody, satire, and comedy. Any reference to Bob, the Church of the Subgenius, religion, politics, or any other touchy subjects is intended only as humor and should cast no reflection on the high standards of WREK Atlanta, its staff, or that of Georgia Tech.
Coming to you live from the seventh layer of hell, it's another edition of You're a F***ing Moron. I'm Slugger, and here's your host, Reginald. Hello, and welcome to another edition of You're a F***ing Moron. We've got a very large show this week, so let's get on with the show. This week, we take a look at the Count of Cosmetic Surgery, the Nexus of Noses, the Prince of Pedophilia, and the King of Pop, Mr. Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson.
You spattered mud all over my dress with your old bicycle.
Old days.
Michael Jackson.
Gee, Carol, those mud saints will never wash out.
Michael Jackson.
Oh, Gene, what am I going to do?
Old days.
Michael Jackson.
Oh, I'm sorry, Carol. You were too close.
Michael Jackson.
Sorry. What good does that do?
Old days.
Michael Jackson.
You know you aren't supposed to be riding your bike during lunch hour.
Michael Jackson.
In his special call for the judgment of Zion and the destroying of rock music records specifically against children, and then working specifically through these individuals, for whom we call for the judgment of the sacred fire in this hour before the throne of Almighty God.
Mr. Simpson is a fugitive of justice right now.
Has been issued.
And if you assist him in any way, you are committing a felony.
Lieutenant, I want roadblocks, helicopters, and additional men assigned.
Two titans at the height of their careers. Oh, if you ask me, this is going to be one hell of a match.
Oh, I hope you're not taking this seriously. Even a five-year-old knows that this is as choreographed as any ballet.
This is the most exciting thing to happen to our fair town since the Dalai Lama visited in 1952. And so I hereby declare that Route 401, currently known as the Dalai Lama Expressway, will henceforth be known as the Michael Jackson Expressway.
We want Michael!
Look out! Here I come!
Well, here I go again. These are the words I am saying to myself after once again being drawn back into the Jackson Simpson case after vigorously trying to remove myself from any association with it for well over a year. The initial shock was indeed overwhelming. To think that Michael Jackson and O.J. Simpson, famous and admired by millions of Americans, could have committed two of the most horrendous murders imaginable. But once I got past this reaction of disbelief, the case held little fascination for me. Meanwhile,
OJ.
Good to see you, buddy.
You took knives and cut open my mattresses. But knives. Just cut everything open.
That could happen to anybody.
Who's the criminal? Who's Jack the Ripper in the room?
I had to be good. You know, if I would have not done so well, maybe it would have been a little harder for the next guy.
I understand. People thought I was crazy for the way I dressed. One white glove covered with rhinestones.
How charming!
Jeez, you two, knock it off! You think you were married or something?
All right, let's hit the freaking road!
We're giving our neighbor joyride! Let's get on with it!
Bye, Ben.
Anyone want to go on a joyride with us? Huh? How about you?
Huh?
Keep your freaking robe!
Hey, don't you freaking point at me, Frank.
Hey, no smile for Frank.
Depends on which freaking end you're talking about.
You want to go with Raymond?
Only if I can dance on the roof of the car.
Now that's a good idea. Okay,
let's go! Let's freak! I'll freak anything that moves!
Where are you, Billie Jean? This is your station.
waiting for your call. Hello, who's this?
Tina!
Talk to me, Tina.
Billy Jean's defense!
Hello, who's this?
This is AC. I have OJ in the car. Please, I'm coming up to 5-3-8. Right now, we all the old team, but you got to tell us more, so just back off. He's still alive, and he's got a gun to his head.
We're going to put them where they belong, Al. You don't have to worry about that. Hello, who's this?
This is Dave, and I think she's hot!
Fascinated by the mundane of the rich and famous and their shame. Getting news from People magazine. We're heroes, reflects on us all.
He started out good, but now he's on the streets doing bad things.
Coming for you, Larry. The man with no face.
You're on the air.
Me and my girlfriends are cutting our hair just like you, Billy
Jean.
Did you hear that?
Ooh. People, particularly relatively simple and uneducated people, lionize celebrities.
Lieutenant, we've got her. Billie Jean. They all say they're Billie Jean.
Call their parents, send them home.
Implicit in the lionization of celebrities is wanting to be near them, to talk to them, and if ever lucky enough to be afforded the opportunity, to help them.
Hey, let me show you all the stuff I brought for our trip. I got my ammo. There's guns, hand grenades, and even dynamite.
You jerking me around for? This is giddy stuff.
Freak that crap.
Hey, what you do that for? Don't we need supplies?
Shut the freak up.
I'd love a cupcake.
I don't feel good.
Get enough beer for Ben, too.
I don't drink.
Half blue ribbon.
Shut the door. It's Billy Jean back there.
If you don't let me out, I'm throwing up all over the front seat. Ew.
Michael Jackson.
Hey, Bob.
Hey. You.
But I'm from Billie Jean. I love police
stations. I would never do anything like that.
I can be serious, Billie Jean. Please, I can't stay here without you. I'll just die.
I'm afraid not.
There's no room for her here.
Let's plug her right here.
No, I've been on a job when things went hooey. I would have given my eye teeth for a hostage. Now we all know that women make the best hostages.
No, that's wrong.
Shut the freak up.
They're smaller, easy to take along, eat less, smell nice.
Oh, it's great.
Yeah, we got us an insurance policy.
Aren't you afraid I might take drugs and injure your children?
Absolutely. I wouldn't have a problem with it.
Good thinking, kid.
Come on, we're going to go for a joyride.
Joyride. What do you think?
Here's the keys to our car.
Oh, this is the best present I ever got. Thank you, Michael. Hey, listen to this. Billy Jean said I could come. Don't move.
Mike Chicken is the star of the show.
They're trying to kidnap my kid.
See this girl on TV?
Yeah, me and half the country.
This doesn't look like a kidnapping, it looks like a party.
I think it was. I think this is a bunch of kids having a fine old time.
These kids are smart. They got the wire services interested, they got the networks interested. Gotta give them a lot of credit.
That can be arranged.
Michael Jackson's watching this right now.
So he would encourage him to turn himself in and cooperate with law enforcement.
I do not think I got enough children's jocks the last time.
Hello, this is Michael Jackson. Tell me everything to the little answering machine after the hee-hee. Hee-hee.
I want to make a bargain with you, Billie Jean. I want you to turn yourselves in. We got to end this now. I want y'all to pick up the phone and call me. You hear?
We're going to go back. I'm taking your neighbor out to the freaking country.
I never got a chance to do it.
Hey, do you like to walk? I'm talking to you, stupid!
What?
He said, what?
What?
It's not... Just...
Do not attempt to grow a brain!
I would never do anything like that.
Oh, no!
And this is a sweet child. To see him turn like this, this isn't him.
I've gone through the best child psychologists that they let the kids bring it up and force feed them any of this stuff.
Yeah, I have 80 kids in one bed. That's really overdone. 80 children, and the other one,
Hey, look.
I don't want that image.
It's so beautiful. It's magical.
Hey, what has this freak got to do with anything?
Sorry, piece of poop. This damn thing.
You out of the car, freak!
This too shall pass.
Get him out of the car, Raven!
Shut up! Relax, Frank. You got plenty of time. Ring the camp for
right here.
Candy Clark Clown.
I am so proud to call you my friend. You're all so wonderful.
You're freaking lucky to be alive.
Sure.
Look at me.
I don't think I want to see it.
You're gonna do exactly as you're told.
I'm not ready to see it yet.
Every colored clown.
I close my eyes.
Pop quiz, hotshot. No!
He'll make you feel pain like you never felt before.
What way?
God, you're dumb.
I'll send you a love letter.
Of course, why not?
Straight from my heart, freaker.
It's not where my heart is.
You know what a love letter is?
Sure.
It's a bullet from my freaking gun, freaker.
You made a sarcastic remark.
You receive a love letter from me, you're a freak forever.
I don't think that way.
You understand, freak?
Of course. I understand.
I'll send you straight to hell, freaker.
You seem like a nice guy.
Cheer you up.
Now, that's a good idea.
Frank, I know now that's why you couldn't perform decent sex with me.
Yes, I realize that now, Frank, and a lot of other things.
Shut up! It's Daddy, stupid! Where's my bourbon?
They threw that, what they did.
The whim of a madman!
They did it to try and belittle me, trying to take away my pride.
Zing!
They manhandled me very roughly. My shoulder.
Wow! Oh, cool. It must be dislocated or something.
It's dislocated, literally.
Dislocated shoulder. Bump on the noggin.
I'm in pain all the time.
I'm gonna make the lump even bigger.
And now back to the wall.
I don't leave them kids alone.
We call it the Denver Jockstrap.
So my heart goes out to those children. I feel their pain. And so I know it felt like in that way. My buttocks?
Stand still. Maybe I can pop it back in. Well, that's okay. Get this fixed? What's the rush?
Touché.
Hello?
FBI, good morning.
FBI.
In this state, killing a gang member is only an $18 fine. Just mail it in.
I'm Michael Jackson.
This is Lieutenant Ringwald, Billy Jean. I'd like to help you.
If that happens, I am very happy.
That's great.
You're a wise girl, Billie Jean.
Together, we will see this through to the very end.
Prepare for a funeral.
Is that absolutely necessary?
I love you from the bottom of my heart. Thank you so much.
Then he hung up. Bastards. I lost 2 pints of blood. I want him in jail.
Your son busted the boy's booter, didn't he?
I'll let him sue me from the penitentiary.
Lifestyle that I had.
See, that makes sense at all. I disagree with you totally.
I won't say too much. OJ was a conspiracy.
Yeah, from Dakota. I don't remember, it was north of south.
I can't quite say, but it has to do with money.
Drugs.
Well, I guess that's how that happened. There was this girl who used to stand outside my gate, and I would drive outside the gate. She would say,
boy, do I have a story for you.
When did he propose?
Just last night. You see, I'm pregnant with his child. He wants his baby to have a real family. Well, the family that he himself never had.
She would say that I'm actually the father of her child.
That could happen to anybody.
I would never do anything like that.
You got blinders on to the world, but I got your attention now.
I saw the whole thing flash before me. I know the angle of the story. We take our rage out on those who dare to stand and flaunt their good. Journalists have made his case, pronounced guilty by his face. The says to can't turn your back when the dark winds press his blood.
How can this man be allowed to live? Someone should shoot him in the head. Put him out of his misery and ours.
This could be bad advice.
Yeah, who's this?
My name is Bobby Dobbs.
OJ, it's Tom again.
This is for me.
I know that, but do it for the kids too, will you?
Yeah.
Think of your kids.
Children, OJ.
Don't throw it all away.
There are many children.
Can't take this.
Oh, yes, you can. You're listening to me, I know you, and you're thinking about your kids right now, aren't you?
200,000 children.
They're thinking about you.
Well, I will never stop helping and loving the way Jesus said to.
I understand.
He said, continue to bring on the children.
We know that. Hey, too many people love you. Don't throw it away.
A moron indeed. But Michael isn't the only one. Take his former wife and mother of his 2 children, moron Debbie Rue. My kids don't call me mom because I didn't want them to. These are Michael's children. We have a non-traditional family, and it makes people feel uncomfortable. It's a shame that they're not more open. Non-traditional family? I guess that's what you call it when you give your children to someone as flippantly as you would give a blender. Oh no, you don't understand, Michael says. Their mother gave them to me as a present. Oh, we understand, Michael. Why buy the cow when you could get the milk for free, eh?
But if you really want to know about me, there's a song I wrote, which is the most honest song I've ever written. It's the most autobiographical song I've ever written. You should listen to it.
I said I want to be having something, don't want to be left with nothing. I said I want to be having something, don't want to be left with nothing. It's hard to get over.
When you're a star running back, you have to maintain a certain image.
Break that flap!
Conspiracy, yeah.
You know, and they know that I have millions of supporters. They will not let those supporters send money.
They'll give us play money. You'll see.
What are you going to do?
Now, don't you worry. Brooke Shields, Diana Ross, Emmanuel Lewis, and Bubba. It's going to be here before you know it.
Hey, if we get all these big stars, it might get his career going again.
Oh, that's a good idea.
It's not a good idea.
No! Shut the freak up!
Stop it!
Oh, I'm sorry. Shut the freak up!
I won't visit him anymore.
No way!
I'm afraid not, Bart.
Oh.
Not a home anymore.
Yeah, well, that's okay.
This is especially hard.
Mm-hmm.
Did that happen? That will be so much fun.
Jackson, woo! I love you, man!
Go get those stars!
Testimonials by celebrities.
And that's why Michael, whose face you like, or we know that a large number of people are crazy about him, as soon as you see him, say, oh, I wonder what this is going to be about.
You're a whole new generation. $5 million to star in 2 90-second ads. Pepsi.
Are you sure you want to use a celebrity?
Hi, kids. This is Michael. I'm back, guys. I'm here to promote my new amusement park, Neverland. It will be open to the public soon if you win my contest. I know a lot of people don't like me and they talk all this nonsense about me, but it's not true, kids. I love you. Why would I hurt you? I won't. Come to my trip. It's really fun. We're going to have so much fun together if you win. I promise.
Hey yo kids, you wanna get into some fabulous fun? Grab up your stuff, cause I'ma tell you since the track has begun. Since you got your schools closing up, your lawn trips are folding up. Spend your time hanging with a superstar, he's rolling up. And if you're old enough, 5 to 12, load him up. And even if you're younger, it's all right, you won't be growing up. Get your baby trucks, some blankets, if it's cold and stuff, especially at night. Let me tell you who's supposed to come. It's Michael, it ain't Douglas or Jordan, the king of pop, soon amusement park, the joint is enormous. And it's colorful with blinding lights, the rise inside and lots of candy. But if y'all really wanna come, don't tell your mom and daddy. Until he backs cars, the and your trash cards. Bow wow, go bounce with me in his backyard. He likes cartoons, can't you see that he's so swell? He'll be the Peter Pan, you'll be a Tinkerbell. Some say it's not for kids, but I'm about to shout and say Macaulay Culkin went all the time and he turned out okay.
Well, I know, I'm going to the Neverland Mansion, Papa.
You can actually cause the consumer to forget something he has previously learned.
It's cool.
By putting into his head a newer and stronger concept.
My penis? My buttocks?
You can actually remove an advertising story from his memory. And in its place, you can substitute one of your own.
Hey, man, how can I become a distributor of this stuff? I said, you guys are going to make a fortune with this product. I want to get involved.
As we seize a larger and larger share of the consumer's brain box.
It's the
in the back of your mind.
But it's easy to see and no surprise to me.
The choice of a negative generation.
It's nuts, man. We're here live from the Neverland Ranch, Michael Jackson's house. We should just call this Michael Jackson's empire. It's absolutely beautiful. You kind of like go down, you know, lots of roads where there's a whole bunch of nothing and more nothing and more nothing. All of a sudden, you park and you come to these huge gates and the gates open and it just opens up into this whole new world full of trees and flowers and
chirping birds and
all these little houses and, man, everybody's here tonight. It's absolutely incredible.
As long as everybody's here, let's party!
Yeah! Sir, would you like to buy a shirt?
Come on.
These pictures were taken by a news photographer.
Sale?
We'd like to buy it.
I'll give you $5 for it.
We got 7.
Tough
titty for you, fish face.
Oh! Maybe I can make a little something out of this.
The parties involved were still not satisfied and wanted to take even more pictures.
Freeze!
Relax, Frank. Bring the camcorder.
Right here.
What room is he in?
Good to see you, buddy.
Yeah.
We need to ask you a favor.
I don't want to do all that stupid stuff. OJ.
It will only take a couple of hours.
It was a nightmare. A horrifying nightmare.
I don't feel good.
Spread your legs.
Because I'm hurting.
Wider. Wider.
How charming!
Pretty, pretty!
What time is it?
Don't you look at me, freak!
We do have footage of it, but it's never been shown. Maybe one day we'll give you a sneak preview of it.
Mom never let me buy anything.
Who's got the food, too?
See that?
Oh,
look at that.
Bloody hell!
You want one, Lieutenant? I'll give you one.
That's
right.
That's nice. Anything for ratings, I suppose.
The whole world is listening, and the whole world is waiting. Come on in, Billie Jean. This is your day.
Let's do it, everyone.
Who sent sharp shoes?
I did.
What are you doing? You're crazy.
Those kids are the ones that are crazy. I need insurance and your cooperation.
Stay off the road.
Michael Jackson.
Billie Jean would do it just the way you want, I promise you.
Well, I'm always more cautious.
I give you my word.
But I have to know that boy's all right.
Sure.
Who?
How you doing, son?
I'm using nonviolent resistance.
Who the hell are you?
This is Lieutenant Ringwald.
And is Elvis with you?
Is that absolutely necessary?
Oh, no thanks.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello? What's wrong?
Oh!
Again, ma'am, we got a call from the neighbors saying your son is doing something illegal in the basement. And we'd like to have a little talk with him.
Come on in. He's downstairs in the basement. Just go on down.
You stay up there, ma'am. We'll take care of this. Boy, you better calm that dog down.
What's the problem?
We had a call from the neighbors. And I know what that is there on the table there. And don't you think I know what the smell is, too? It's awful bad. We know exactly what you're doing.
Shoot, man. I'm not coming.
You think you give me five? I don't give a
shit. You think you made a deal?
Man, you don't understand. Man,
you made a mistake.
Shoot. You're being unethical.
Let the dead go.
The cops aren't going to help you.
Shoot.
I hate negotiators.
Oh, my God.
Negotiations have failed. Shoot him.
You don't understand.
Hey, don't shoot him. You get back here.
It's not her.
Shoot.
Not Billy Dean. It's her brother. He's wearing dress. It's a dress.
Hi, this is Jermaine Jackson of the Jackson 5.
I'm a cop, you idiot.
Can't we all just get along?
Stop whining.
Meanwhile...
See, that makes sense at all. I disagree with you totally. Hey, look.
If you're going to be Jack the Ripper, it's going to be a murderer. It's not a good idea.
There's no superficial answer.
O.J.
He was trying to get O.J.'s attention, to get him to pick up the telephone.
Hello? Bond, we haven't got a moment to lose.
O.J., it's time again. Don't give in now. You've been a man all your life.
In what way?
Juice, listen, you've been a man all your life. You know, don't stop now. Don't give it up. I know you're thinking.
Oh...
Nobody's gonna get hurt.
No one gets off.
Nothing again.
Frank!
You poop for brains, man! You forgot I have a police radio!
Well, I disagree with you, Tony.
Shut the freak up!
I don't understand what's gotten into Frank.
I hate negotiators. They talk to you like they're your best friend, and they don't even know you.
Let's freak!
Months went by, I got so bored. Every station rating soared. Couldn't turn the dial without some news. But people talked of tragedies in their own lives. He set them free. Why can't we speak the truth without doom? When heroes fall from 8 miles wide to TV.
I wanted to have everything that I never had as a child. I never got a chance to do those things. I was always on tour, so I compensated.
What are you gonna do?
Everything that I love is behind those gates.
Yeah, my money's on sawdust and mildew.
What?
You see animals, you see rides.
A ride? Now that's a good idea.
Next! You out of the car, freak!
It was almost as if it was deja vu.
Pretty, pretty!
I really wish they wouldn't scream.
What are you gonna do?
What's truly astonishing about Jacko is that he seems oblivious to his wrongdoings. He practically confesses every time he speaks. I've slept in bed with many children. I give them hot milk, you know. It's very sweet. It's what the whole world should do. Why can't you share your bed? Oh, yes, Michael. We should all share our beds with 12-year-old boys. Wouldn't the world be a better place? Last I checked, people that continually mutilate their faces usually get placed in a loony bin. But of course, that may be my own silly logic. Michael insists that he's only had 2 plastic surgeries. Oh, really? 2 surgeries? To go from being a black man to being Bozo the fucking clown? Of course, he's probably doing all this to look more appealing to the kiddies. I mean, who doesn't like a clown?
Look, a giraffe! Look, a beast!
Clowns.
Cool.
Get out of the real
boat! Just let me get my house.
Okay, we're gonna do this.
I swear to you, I'll give you what I'll give you me, I'll give you my whole body.
Okay.
Okay.
We're gonna do that. Just throw the gun out the window. We're not gonna bother you. We're gonna let you go up there. Just throw it out the window, please. You're scaring everybody.
Well, come on out.
OJ, you there?
Whichever way you wanna do it.
How you doing?
I know they're all over the place with guns.
I know.
I wasn't running.
I understand.
I ask all of you to wait and hear the truth before you label or condemn me. Don't treat me like a criminal, as I am innocent.
I know you weren't, man, but you got everybody scared.
My lawyers would say it.
Buzz off, butter cheeks. This is your ticket to another 20 years.
I understand. OJ, you got us so scared with a gun, man.
Hey,
we don't care. That's not a problem.
Just be it.
Man, just throw it out the window.
Guns in the room,
man. Oh, my God, just made it. It's been dead.
No, I haven't. It's blood. The last time.
Bro,
it's sick.
Nene?
It stunk so bad.
You out of the car, Nick!
That's not good.
You're under arrest!
Sheriff's office, we got a warrant to take you into custody.
Some Boy Scouts stumbled on your little game of hide the ooze.
No, that's wrong.
I don't know nothing, buddy. All I know is the sheriff gives me an insanity warrant to execute.
Insanity? Who says he's insane?
I think that I am God.
Somebody got panic-stricken about his giving his dough away, huh? Well, where do you think you're going to take him?
County hospital.
Of course, that's only temporary. A hearing will follow immediately.
We got enough evidence now. Why don't you just come outside with me?
Man, I'm not coming. Man, I'm staying right here. I'm going to get my lawyer.
You're trying to say resist arrest? Is that what you're trying to say?
Shoot, you're being unethical.
Unethical, my boo. You're getting ready to go to jail, son.
Man, you can take me to jail all you want, but I'll be right out. Because I got the best lawyer in town. These cuffs are too tight.
Hey, just sit down and enjoy the ride.
I'm going to see your ass.
You're on the launch.
This is unethical. You don't know who you're messing with.
Well, he should show you better.
You don't understand. You don't understand.
Yeah, save it for Dateline Tuesday.
We're at our destination.
Yeah, at the police station.
You out of the car, freak!
Lieutenant, we've got her. Billie Jean.
Here, here.
I was just trying.
Oh, my special little guy. Okay. Oh, yes, and punish Lisa for lying to us.
All right, young lady.
Well, that's okay.
Don't point that thing at me. I'm sticking to it.
I'm going to be grounded till I'm 35 years old.
You go to your room and shut that door.
Children really have to do what their parents say.
The one thing that every parent wants more than anything else is the ability to pass on some value to your own children.
This is a teacher! You be quiet! You spoiled it just like I spoiled you!
Thank you to glamorous and beautiful Diana Ross, who is my second mother. I thank you.
Get me in jail tomorrow.
Absolutely, till we get money out of this.
Stop whining.
At 12:05 today, Michael Jackson was taken into custody.
Far be it from me to gloat at another's downfall, but I have a feeling no children are going to be crying when this puppy is put to sleep.
Even if he was guilty, he's OJ. Let him go. He's suffered enough.
As a loyal viewer, I feel they owe me.
They've given you thousands of hours of entertainment for free. What could they possibly owe you? I mean, if anything, you owe them.
Kind of a heavy attitude, I think, there.
The face known to millions as the superstar pop singer. Now immortalized as a mugshot at the Santa Barbara Sheriff's Department.
Color black. Height 5'11". Weight less than 9 stone. Color black. Height 5'11". Weight less than 9 stone.
Close your eyes. Don't let a rhythm get in.
next record could be a criminal one.
The only place you're going to sing is in jail.
Faster than you can say spread 'em, I was inside the cold gray walls of Statesville prison. I was surrounded by pimps, rapists, and murderers. It was like being in the stands at a Los Angeles Raiders game.
What have you heard of MTV? Gorilla. Beat it.
Hey, you know who you're talking to?
I'm afraid not.
You just watch your step.
Of course, why not?
Take it from me. This place here changes a man.
What way?
I used to be white.
Yeah, that's what sells.
I was a drummer for the Osmonds.
What should be wearing?
Somebody here to see you.
Hello, this is Michael Jackson.
You've got a kind of very manly look. When did you get to be so cute?
I cannot go on living unless I have this man inside me right now.
Bitch, I'll f*** your ass up.
Gonna be a long night.
If you're planning an extended stay in prison, San Francisco, or the backwoods of Appalachia, your posterior is going to take a pounding, whether you want to do or not. But now there's a unique exercise machine guaranteed to toughen you up. From the makers of the Abdominizer, the revolutionary exercise machine that flattens your belly, comes the Sodomizer, a state-of-the-art fitness tool that'll toughen your behind like nobody's business. The Sodomizer is a 21-inch cylinder of solid tungsten steel, fully greased for easy insertion and spring-loaded for repetitive action. Just use the Sodomizer three times a day for as long as you can possibly stand it, and in just a matter of weeks, you'll be able to drop the soap in the shower with confidence.
Order the Sodomizer today. Send $29.95 in check or money order to the Sodomizer, Bend Over in Squeal, Arkansas, 48000. Or if you have your credit card ready, call 1-800-000-000. Extension 000.
I have six more weeks with this cast. So it's
going to
come off soon.
La, 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 nice lady.
After a long and generous cavity search, I finally reached my destination, Maximum Security, home of some of the most violent sociopaths in the country.
Put him in with the big white guy who thinks he's a little black guy.
And the worst of them all.
Hi, Michael Jackson from the Jackson.
Please, I'm going to get guy cramps if you keep this up.
Can you hear me?
About as well as a heterosexual can in prison.
OJ looked like a man who had been totally wiped out. His shoulders were slumped over, his head hanging low.
Still no word of Frank and his gang. Frankly, I'm getting worried. Frank should have phoned in by now.
You are not alone.
A deputy sheriff seated close to where Simpson and Jackson were talking heard Simpson blurt out a loud, incriminating remark. The two ex-stars were shouting, and what the jailer says he unintentionally overheard shocked him.
Where's Dr. Kevorkian's home phone number?
I could never do something like that.
Jackson and OJ talked a few more minutes, and then it was time to go. The sergeant came to get Jackson, and he shuffled silently back to his cell.
As I have maintained from the very beginning, I am hoping for a speedy end to this horrifying experience to which I have been subjected. I am not guilty of these allegations, as I am innocent.
Hey, little child, don't you put me on trial. You got me burning on a fiery pile. Can't stand the heat and I need some rain. Your courtroom scene has got me insane. You're standing there with cocktails in your eyes, trying to stand me with your back alive.
The reality is that most celebrity defendants are extremely unknowledgeable, naive, and vulnerable.
If you saw what they did to my arms, with the handcuffs, the way they tied them too tight.
Wait a minute, not so fast. We're going to get a lawyer. I'll call Cedar.
and if they get into trouble, they usually call their lawyer friends who handle criminal cases. It's very incestuous, and that's apparently what happened with Jackson and Simpson.
I'm Michael Jackson.
Brother. Bill White.
And who does he choose to walk with? Guards from the Nation of Islam.
Just before the hearing started, he offered to call the whole thing off if I made a settlement with him. So you see, he wouldn't think I was crazy if he got paid off.
I ask all of you to wait and hear the truth before you label or condemn me.
It's a lie! The Washington's drawing a warped imagination. It's an insult to our intelligence to sit here and listen to the childish ravings.
Wait, don't treat me like a criminal, because I am innocent.
I expect them to plead not guilty, to deny guilt. But that wasn't good enough for Jackson. He had to say absolutely 100% not guilty. Since he knew what he had done, that bothered me a lot.
This man is sick!
It's absolutely true.
You know I'm sick!
You know I'm really sick.
You're not sick, you dumb son of a bitch. The only thing wrong with you is you're a basic f***er.
He is absolutely sick. He walks around screaming that his life has been threatened.
Who's the criminal?
One courthouse flag remarked, doesn't he have a mirror in his hand?
Here, here.
Well, the Queen's visit has brought a sellout crowd. Could be a record.
Could be a criminal one.
Rise, please. Supreme Court, special term, part 9, now in session.
The court wishes to warn those present it will tolerate no disturbances.
What I saw was jurors who clearly did not have too much intellectual firepower and were biased in Simpson's favor. The jury could hardly have been any worse, and neither could the prosecution.
Who has put pubic hair on my coat?
Who are you going to believe, me or your lying eyes?
We cannot permit a fortune so huge to be dissipated by a person whose incompetency and abnormality we shall prove beyond any reasonable doubt.
Your Honor, at this time, we would like to call our first witness.
Really, Cato? It's all screwed up.
You solemnly swear the testimony you may give before this court to be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, help your God?
Some may say that.
Take the stand.
All right, Mr. Keelan, where were you between 10 and 11?
Third grade.
What? You figure it out.
Cato Kalin heard the 3 thumps on his wall at 10:52.
I don't know. I heard a thump.
That is not what Cato said.
But I wasn't trying to do comedy, actually. That was me.
This man is a disgrace to human beings. He is one of the most disgusting human beings I have ever had to listen to in my life.
There's a lot of abuse and people can be cruel.
They just played a game during the trial.
This is what I was dealt. I'm not going to fold the cards and I'm playing out this hand and I'm going to conquer.
Rise.
As an actor, we couldn't get arrested.
All right, well.
You solemnly swear the testimony you may give before this court to be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, help your God?
Mm-hmm.
Take the stand.
Does he do peculiar things?
He walks in the rain without his hat and talks to himself. Sometimes he whistles and sings. We always run into the house when we see him coming.
Never can tell what he's going to do.
He sure is pixelated.
Oh, yes, he's pixelated all right.
She tells how in the midst of a normal conversation, he would suddenly begin playing his tuba. I myself, unable to keep pace with his mental quirks and constantly fearful of assault, turned down an opportunity to represent him as his attorney.
Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, ladies, that's all.
And they both are telling you who did it with their hair, their clothes, their bodies, their blood. They tell you he did it.
Which never, ever happened.
Say, and that reminds me. There's been some woman trying to see you all day. Don't know who she is. She says she's got to see you.
Why won't you answer my calls? You've never even seen our son.
The kid is not my son.
I found out what he was all about when I realized how real he was. He could never fit in with our distorted viewpoint because he's honest and sincere and good. If that man's crazy, Your Honor, the rest of us belong in straitjackets.
Your Honor, this is absurd. The woman's obviously in love with him.
What's that got to do with
it? Well, you are in love with him, aren't you?
Yes!
Your Honor, her testimony's of no value.
A.K.A. Little Miss Flut-Flut.
Bad enough that Michael insists on parading his children around in mass. But when he names his third child Blankets, well, you've just gone too far. Ew. And he also dangled the baby off a balcony. That's bad, too. Now, I'm no doctor, but I'd say the man is clinically insane. One wonders why this man is still allowed to have children.
I am going to have your 2 children put in the custody of the Chatterbox Orphanage.
I don't have to say anything else.
I don't want to say too much. It was conspiracy, yeah.
If there is evidence of a conspiracy, it would be my obligation to dismiss. But there isn't.
Why not?
If you have anything to say, you will take the stand.
Of course.
And try to put a good face on this.
Sure.
Take the stand.
Destroying property, arson, sexual assault with a concrete dildo. What the hell
world were you doing there in the first place?
The moonwalk?
Okay.
I am not guilty of these allegations, but if I am guilty of anything, it is of giving all that I have, to give to help children all over the world.
How about that queen, ladies and gentlemen? Let's have a nice round of applause.
The sodomy that was committed was volunteers.
What? Well, you're voluntary.
I am God.
He's dying!
Now that's believable testimony.
The prolongation of such a weird, fantastic, and impractical plan as contemplated by the defendant is capable of fomenting a disturbance from which the country may not soon recover. It is our duty to stop it. This attempted action must therefore be attributed to a diseased mind, afflicted with hallucinations of grandeur and obsessed with an insane desire to become a public benefactor.
It's one of my favorite things to do, healing our planet of its suffering.
Jackson, with a broad smile on his face, held a Bible up in the air with his outstretched right hand. A Bible.
The Bible? Ew.
He was trying to get OJ's attention.
What?
OJ.
Good to see you, buddy.
Place your right testicle on the Bible.
We had them enlarged.
I've seen many murderers in my life, but none even approached Simpson for audacity.
The best damage control on the part of Mr. Simpson would be to tell the truth.
No problem.
State your right name, please.
O.J. Simpson.
Take the stand.
They say I allegedly dropped a glove at the scene of the crime. Now, I played football, what, some 29 some odd years? Never once did I drop the ball. How the fuck I'ma drop a glove at the scene of the crime?
Order in this court.
Courtroom murmurs. Jesus, what balls? I've never seen balls of this magnitude. That's
how you look at the tape.
Well, would you care to tell the court? You're looking at that.
Yeah, okay, sure.
If you play it backwards.
I don't want to have that.
Haven't you ever listened to yourself on a tape recorder?
Didn't want to and don't want to.
Well, here, say something.
Just turn a tape recorder on the next time you have an argument and play it back. You will not believe that was you.
Okay, OJ, let's play it back, shall we?
Ask him no more.
They got it all backwards!
You don't sound like that, do I?
Listen to the voice of your unconscious mind. OJ, the truth is there for all to hear.
Play the race card!
All I know is never bet on the white guy.
Play it!
Either you are with the man or with the brothers.
But of course, being a tortured white man, all of white America has to crusade.
America! America!
Power to the brothers! Kill Whitey! Kill Whitey!
Oh, wait, I'm sorry, he's a black man. Let's try that again. But of course, being a tortured black man, it seems that all African Americans must crusade for his cause. Let's hear from some more f***ing morons. Rick James says he's black and rich and famous and they have nothing better to do. As soon as you get famous and black, they go after you. This from a convicted criminal who kidnaps and beats women for 12 hours on crack binges. Oh yes, Rick, it's all because you're black. LL Cool J says, I'm a fan. I support him 100 zillion%. Until I see evidence, I'm not going to be convinced. I'm not going to be brainwashed. I really doubt it would be difficult to brainwash a man that uses phrases like 100 zillion%. Now shut the f*** up. Oh, stand tall, my African brethren. Go team. Satan forbid any of you would have a mind of your own.
We're not interested in your opinion on the merits of this case.
Cut.
You're picking people to represent traditionally perceived roles for black people. Aunt Jemima, Uncle Ben, the servants, the traditional role here, the black athletes. Use the role that people are comfortable with seeing blacks in to help sell a product. But don't use blacks in roles that are expanding the parameters. They're putting blacks in new and in different settings.
This stuff about playing a race card is preposterous.
It don't matter if you're black or white.
One white glove covered with rhinestones.
Look at this, ladies and gentlemen. That's something I'm making up. You're seeing this with your own eyes. Look at the glove. Wow. Not one drop of blood. Where's the blood back there? Where's the trail that leads to that glove? Why was the glove still moist when Furman found it?
He became a suspect as soon as I saw the glove.
Are you therefore saying that you have not used that word in the past 10 years, Detective Furman?
Glove?
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
I think not.
How about that, Mr. Fung?
Damn you!
The glove you saw him in these photographs that we showed to you, ladies and gentlemen, the descendant wore the left glove.
If it doesn't fit,
you must acquit.
If this is what I have to endure to prove my innocence, so be it.
Given testimony that the gloves were not its front, no matter how much blood was smeared on. How come the glove fits?
Kato Kalin said.
I didn't understand the DNA stuff at all. It was way out there, and it was just a waste of time.
And to me, folks, DNA means, well, the dude needs apartment.
Okay.
All right, he's had enough.
Hey, guys, I know you're getting these results. I know it looks bad. I can't explain these things, this DNA stuff, but I didn't do it. I did
work out, OJ. Of course
now,
not.
You just let us worry about the DNA. You hang in there, brother. Hang in. We're all here for you. I didn't do this thing. I just didn't.
Okay, OJ, we'll talk to you later.
OJ Simpson, you're a genius.
Media set up news from satellite to check spam news. Would the judge try or dismiss? Legal scissors, dodge and right while Chuck Henry's standing by. What kind of life revolves around this? What kind of life revolves around this? When heroes fall,
right in the middle of all this, to entertain the jurors, Michael Jackson decided to give them a ride on a Goodyear blimp. Yeah, you heard me right, a blimp ride. The blimp suffered a mishap while attempting to take off with another load of jurors.
Rising to the ground, not quite to the mooring mast, all the humanity and all the fairness.
Abundant good cause to excuse juror number 602.
What a mess. Girl died in a tragic blimp accident with the Orange Bowl on New Year's Day.
Goodyear.
No, the worst.
Oh, dear.
Jackson must feel fortunate there was no child aboard that day.
I can't talk.
Another outburst like that and I shall hold you in contempt.
President Bush called together a special committee made up of the surviving members of the Warren Commission to review all the evidence. They came up with the magic baton theory. One baton blow just went out of hand. It's bouncing off his head, help!
No!
I'm a police officer.
No!
If he were worse, LAPD had to offer. Yes. Did LAPD have ever hired him? No. In fact, we wish there were no such person on the planet. Yes.
But I hope you leave enough room for my fist because I'm going to ram it into your stomach.
No.
Yes.
Yes.
This is how our system works. What makes it so great? We pass the baton to you, and we'll be glad we can then sit back and watch you at work.
Whoa.
I don't know why, but I struck him again.
Would you believe I'm trying to stop it?
You idiot.
I'm a police officer.
All right. Next.
We then took the baton and we started running with it. We've run almost up to the jury box. And soon, we're going to pass the baton to you.
And for who? For what?
What?
Huh? Frank is right.
Why?
There is a fraud in this room. But it's this man.
O.J. Simpson.
And he's just given us this signed confession implicating that man.
Mr. Michael Jackson.
What do you do? Now what do you do?
I don't know.
Treat that crap!
Stop pummeling me! It's really painful!
You don't know how I feel about this.
Maybe we did fake a kidnapping, but is that really such a crime?
Yes!
We ask you to find the defendant guilty of murder in the first degree.
It's your choice.
The people rest.
So long.
There was my work to do. See that everything was ready. The rope was ready. Everything perfect for a perfect hanging. I could hear him in the death cell.
You're totally false. If I would hurt a child, I would slit my wrist.
It seemed a little hammy to me.
I would never hurt a child.
You still don't get it, do you?
All your son wanted was a little attention, a little love.
This day has been real disappointing, I don't mind saying.
Rise, please.
Guilty.
We have photographs to substantiate this little episode.
Wait, Michael.
Now, that's a good idea.
Proceed.
This is what Michael Jackson looks like.
That's someone else. That's not me.
Yeah, I see.
see.
He's a foot taller. He's light. And he seems to be left-handed now.
I've been misinformed.
You have arrested an innocent man.
Not guilty. Excuse me. Man with big balls has just been acquitted. We're acquitted on all charges.
You hear what O.J. Simpson said to Judge Ito as soon as the verdict got read?
Oh.
He said, hey, give my cap and gloves. I'm out of here.
Go, O.J., go!
I'm going to Disneyland.
Boo! Don't ever show your face around here again, you fool!
The entire town is howling for your blood, and before I join them, I have one question.
I'm afraid to ask.
You know, maybe you should trust that instinct and not ask.
I'm going to go on with my life. That's a beautiful thing.
Oh, Michael.
For he's a jolly good fellow, which nobody can deny.
Hey, your attention, please. Mr. Simpson will now be autographing 8x10 glossies. Please form a line. There will be no cutting. I'm talking to you, Mr. Simpson Cutter.
Hey, guys, you know, you really get pissed.
Billy G, camera on.
Oh, don't go! Oh, we're finished!
Guess I sort of ruined your babysitting business.
I'm afraid not, Bob.
And pose for a few photographs.
$100 a week for that?
Well, you'll have to help me with some of my social duties. Maybe act as judge in baby parades.
Just beat it. Beat it. Beat it. Beat it. Them a cut off, shorty cut off, them pants foot. And I take plastic surgery, but they want pretty look. And some of them favor slingshot cook. Michael Jackson make them mad, he make them mad. Just beat it, beat it.
Now what do you do?
Beat it.
Huh?
No!
What do you do?
It's one of my favorite things to do when we're on tour, right on stage, and we have all these blow-up inflatable children from different countries, and it's amazing to look out in the audience, and you literally see like 200,000 inflatable children. It's a very spiritual experience, and I really enjoy it.
Yeah! I believe that famous people have a debt to everyone. If celebrities didn't want people pawing through their garbage and saying they're gay, they shouldn't have tried to express themselves creatively. You people must realize that the public owns you for life. And when you're dead, you'll all be in commercials dancing with vacuum cleaners.
So watch your back and keep your nose clean, because you might be the next victim of cops.
Keep it in the closet.